store and it's back.
Lorry Abu.
Hello.
Second, this is London Transport.
Yeah, serendipity.
Yeah, they just popped out.
Hashtag.
We're still here.
Part two. Still here. We're just looking at one of the big underground, one of the first underground trains. It's red.
Hashtag, why does it have to be only 30 minutes?
And it's like a red in colour. We've just been inside it. I should I think we had it. I'm just going to take you back in and get an ambulance on you again.
Get free. Well.
Oh, we won't be long. Sorry, I'll stay here and just dance. See? There you go. We'll go out again. People are worried about doggies. It's a people. So play Oscar.
Okay, this way.
Oscar?
That was the baby's name. Was that doggy?
Okay, right.
Huh?
Oscar's
other
child's
name? Yeah.
Oh.
No. Seriously, is that all that's on these floors?
Yeah.
They're very small floors, aren't they?
They are.
In a way, that's...
Now I've got the biggest floor.
Oh, okay. That's sort of a good thing in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Steady
your shepherd. You're going to edit this for me?
What?
Yeah.
Of course, you're
going
to.
Down.
Well, then you can
through
time. Again. Oh, hang on. We're going down again.
Yeah, we're going through time. It feels like you're going down. You're actually moving through time.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
That was well explained.
Yeah.
Moving this way. This escalator on the underground.
Should I tell you? When London's first moving staircase began to run at Earl's Court in the year 1911, a man with a wooden leg was employed to ride up and down all day to show the passengers how safe and easy it was.
A man with a wooden leg, was it? That's terrible. Disability employment was still alive and well.
Normally runs at 125 feet a minute. 145 feet a minute at peak times, about a mile and a half an hour.
They speed it up at peak times.
But how quickly will the modern escalator stop in an emergency? To make sure, it's loaded with weights to represent 1.6 passengers per step. 5 tons on 50 steps.
How old is footage? This is that man, look at him. In his suit, in his...
The escalator's coming down and they're going to stop it in an emergency. Yeah.
See, I've always wanted to do that and watch all the passengers top below me.
The average is 42 inches stopping distance from full speed.
That's not bad, is it?
The Victoria line called for 42 new escalators for use at 11 of the 12
42
stations.
42 new escalators at 11 of the 12 stations.
Civil engineers built the foundations for them. Then the mechanical engineers and their contractors took over the responsibility for the installation and proper functioning of the machinery. When London's first moving staircase began to run at Earl's Court in the year 1911, a man with a wooden leg was employed to ride up
the loop
to show
really
the
cool
passengers
like
how safe and easy.
This way.
You couldn't even tell that loop began then. That's very good.
Okay.
Where my hand is?
Yeah.
You turn that way. No, the other way. That way. And you only have to do it once. You can do it like that. Hold it.
Yeah, from here you can have a spin. You're going to allow electric to move.
Sounds weird.
So here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one? Push. I don't know. Oh, can I hear some
fun control? Can I call? What's that? 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 What's that?
We're in a giant beehive, and the bees are getting angry because we're going to steal their honey!
Oh, do grow up, Phil. This is an adventure, not one of your silly bedtime stories.
Come on with the stage, isn't it?
Why is it so windy, Dad?
With those cutters at the front of that shield,
they're really stationary.
It's okay to
do
it. And then you can hear what the people you're looking at say.
So what station would it have been? Or is it just...
Station.
Yeah.
Stockwell.
Okay.
So
you're looking at the telescope and the people.
15 miles an hour, I've heard.
Sorry, hang on a sec. So I can see someone.
That was wonderful, Mother. I must say, I'd like to take this.
So it's meant to be people that are conversing about modern technology.
Yeah, of course.
It's incredible.
I'd just like to have a lift at home. Much quicker than having to use the stairs.
Listen, what's that buzzing sound?
It sounds like angry bees.
That will be the electric trains. We must be nearly at the platform.
We're in a giant beehive, and the bees are getting angry because we're going to steal their honey.
Oh, do grow up, Phil. This is an adventure, not one of your silly bedtime stories.
So bear in mind that there's no concept of some of this stuff that's coming.
Okay.
It's terribly exciting, isn't it, Mother?
Do it. Too right. Then all you have to do is force some grout to fill the gap between our tunnel walls to the hole made by the shield to protect it from rust and all. We're making 100 foot a day between the six gangs. Well, make more than that today, Chiaki. 15 miles an hour, I've heard. That'll do for me.
Immense.
Come on, us.
That was wonderful.
That's the London Transport Speed Generator today. We need them in the southeast. Leave them in the north on the Metropolitan Line. And begin to roll Lost Road on the river near Chelsea. With the exception of some of the furnaces of Leeson, which use oil, the furnaces of the three generating stations use coal. Tons of small coal, which come by train or barge, are either stored in great bunkers or are unloaded onto a moving conveyor, transferred to an endless chain of containers, and taken straight up to the top of the powerhouse to be fed direct to the furnaces.
So it's a big, like a meeting going on. Yeah.
Okay.
These are the plans. Made London to a modern city in
Wales. Come inside. It's amazing. You can hear some of this. It's hard to listen to some little bits of it. It's incredible. I'm not worried about being cold, was I?
Okay.
On the floor.
Austerly, Bethnal Green, Westminster.
What is it meant to be?
What stations there are on the underground?
Or were?
Okay. This way.
Asha, sit.
Sit, boy. Good boy. Good boy.
This is true for you to sleep. I used to be able to sleep all the way from
When they live in Perivale,
all the way to Oxford Circus, and I get off at I think Bond Street, so just in time to get off at Oxford Circus.
I should wait.
This way. We're both trying to get off at the same time. You get both though.
Okay,
everybody off. Good doggy. Going further down to the fence.
Then they find their one of these.
Oh my goodness.
Get in and shut door.
How many of these would have been?
One for every single person working.
Really?
It'd be a bit isolated, wouldn't it?
Let's see if Ben walks over it this time.
A railway line?
Yeah.
lights.
Where is it?
Over here.
Oh, is it set up there?
It's here.
It's
here.
No, you won't. No, sir. Usher's an idiot. Yeah, what
a... Yeah, Usher's doing it.
What an idiot.
See? That makes you get anything
out
there. Okay,
please. Come back over. Usher, forward. What's the name of us? So there's examples of like walking over railway.
Where we're like, for the benefit of Audio Boo.
Yeah, sorry, darling. It's not real.
There is a railway line painted onto the ground.
It's more than that. It's like you're walking over.
Hold on, I'm just explaining to Audio Boo about this railway line.
It looks like a railway line, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah.
It's not just painted, it's glass. It's under a glass. Isn't
okay.
It?
Yeah, a real one.
Now, Ben wouldn't walk over it at all.
No.
And when we came here in the summer,
he did exactly the same thing.
And a member of the public.
A member of staff.
Stopped us and he said, oh, that's because there's a sign up there that says danger, railway line may cause death.
This is what Usher thinks of it. Here we go. Come on, Ush. Find the railway track. Yeah. There you go. Usher's gone. Usher's back.
Okay. And here's
Usher. Here's Usher. Okay. No, you mustn't. Here's Usher coming back. Usher doesn't care. Which worries me a lot.
Coming to a railway line near you.
So you just walked over glass to get... You walked on a glass floor, basically, and the railway was underneath. What's this bit, mate?
And it's quite interesting that Ben won't walk across it. Won't even anticipate it.
Which is good. He just refused, didn't he?
Yeah. And I couldn't even coax him over it on a lead. He's not having any of it.
Which is actually not a bad thing, if I'm being honest. I'm hoping we're going to see what the... Is this a driver's bit, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
The driving
bit. Well, this is worth waiting for because it should give us a little idea of what it's like to
drive a train. How's your boo timing doing?
Yeah, we're on the second one, so... Good boy, Ben.
Oh, poor baby. You didn't want to walk over there, did you?
You good boy, Ben.
Well, one of those, isn't it? But technically it doesn't hurt you, but it's one of those that you can obviously see it. It could be danger. Well, Nathan is.
Paul can have a go as well.
And me.
Yeah, and you. We're
going to go up here. I know we're going to go on the hill.
So nice. Yes, a dog on the train. Very good. You do sometimes see them on the train. Do you want to say hello to him? Let me bring him round.
Gosh.
Can I say hello?
Hello.
Bring him round. There you go. There you go, he's called Usher. There you go. He will lick you. He will lick you, that's about all he'll do.
That's fine.
You like him? Good boy. Do you know it was his birthday last Monday? He was two.
2 years old.
2 years old. I've only had him.
And what his other name?
His name is Usher Hopkins. Because that's my name. So I gave him my last name as well. And there's Ben over there. Ben's behind me. And he's my partner's doggy.
Hello, Ben.
And yeah, he'll just in a minute lie down because he likes a little sleep when he gets a chance. They will do. They like to sniff, dogs do. They use their smell more than they use their eyesight a lot of the time. I know. It's going to be a popular one, this, isn't it? It's sort of driving the train to the edge, isn't it? So this one, he refused to go across. You know where the train track is, under the glass?
Yeah. He wouldn't go across it.
This dog's mad. He
just goes across it. He is completely risk averse. No, Ben wouldn't. He wouldn't even let me drop his handle and let me lead him across it. He just flatly. Ground to halt. But the funny bit is, I came here in the summer and we did the same with Nathan. And a member of the staff stopped me and he went, that's because there is a sign over there.
Right, are we going to go?
Danger, railway line, may cause death. Yeah. So
those can't breathe.
Not quite. Yeah.
Are we anywhere near... Oh, no, it's all fixed. You are. No, you wouldn't.
I know it's probably the best.
Emma, my girlfriend, she's just moved down here. So,
oh, wow. Oh, is that how you... Sounds like us then. So you've got to decide where you're going to be geographically? Or
I'll end up coming down here.
Yeah, same. Are you... so you're just coming down at weekends at the minute?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And you're in Burnley, so
welcome
I'm in Burnley.
Welcome to our world, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got probably as much again to go than you.
Well, you do, because whereabouts in London do you do?
Well, Muswell Hill.
Oh, is there, yeah. Yeah, you do. So, although I have to go from London Euston across to Orpington.
Right.
So, a little bit more. But, you've got quite a...
Yeah, it's not too bad. Get on the train from Burnley to Preston and then straight down
to Euston. Oh, that isn't so bad. That's one that goes through Birmingham, isn't it? So you
it
go.
Does,
yeah. It's a West Coast. Yeah, so. Nice to meet a fellow sort of weekend commuter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are we really going to go?
No. Yeah. We've known each other for a long time. We've known each other for a lot of years. So.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Good. Good for you. Yeah. We were similar.
Yeah, we're not alone.
Have you lived in London all your life? No,
I'm originally.
Yes, sir. What am I doing then, Nate?
We're not there yet.
Sebastian, I think it might be time to go.
It's going now.
Should we go
and
have a look at that
little
girl?
So we go,
Decoder and stuff.
Are we in the carriage now, or the drivers? Drivers. Oh, okay. So what are all these then, these buttons and stuff? Are they just
for... That's the PA.
Oh, okay.
So you press that score.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say thank you for joining us today on the London Underground. I do hope you enjoy the journey. How's that work?
What?
That's rubbish.
No,
but PA.
Don't
work. So he has to move a lot, walk to from there to... Does he stand when he's driving
there? No.
Don't.
Just hold on to it,
because
you're not going anywhere, are you?
So can you see when you
go
into the station?
Yeah. Harry,
can you stand away? Don't put your hands on
me.
What?
Because
other people can't see.
Don't put your hands on me.
I would have thought
that it might have been. Well, yeah. I'm not listening.
Slow down.
I'm kind of forward to go
Yeah, it's not the fastest. Yeah, Usher. A girl is trying to throw Usher. And he's running away.
Oh, they haven't started one. Okay. Oh, is that overground now, Danny?
No.
Oh, I didn't see it go. Oh,
halfway
through. Ellie, let me push you on your back.
Okay, and I think there's such a big queue, Harry, it's only one go each on this.
Do you have any kill?
Well, if you get out of this station, it's
a bit
of a yep. And then we can let somebody else have a go, because there's a huge queue.
Yeah, we're fighting.
No, it's fine. What does it say there?
I'm thirsty.
Are you?
It's very warm in here, that's why, isn't it?
There's no more water, Harry.
Is there a button that we're supposed to press?
I've got to go forward.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going, but I'm going to stop in a minute.
Why?
Because red.
Oh! Stop.
I just need to wait.
Yeah.
This takes forever. Driving a train must be a very hard job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do it, sweet. Got it. I should stay. Right, where are we going?
Okay, this way.
Oh, okay. We're going into a big slab. Bloody hell with these stairs. Is that a driver? Are you in the driver's seat now?
There isn't a driver's seat.
There isn't?
No.
Why?
It's down.
Huh?
Okay, this is why called there are tiny steps.
Oh, you want to go up there?
Yeah.
Why? That's terrible. People meant to climb up like that. People meant to climb up these stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're gonna have fun getting down.
I know. Hello, darling. You all right? Can you get down, little child?
Okay. Cool. Can you see?
Yeah. So what's now? Are we? Oh, this is the front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So where's? Oh, that's the back, is it? They've pulled it off.
Yeah.
So you just got. Yeah. Okay. Hang on.
Down.
We're in a sec. Looks like we've got no windows.
No. No glass.
Goodness. Quite scary. Where's the...
Oh,
yeah, I've got it. Come on, then. That was the first time I've seen a double-decker tram. Very, very windy. Scary steps up the traffic.
I just left him in there.
Am I getting off this thing?
Come on, Dad.
I don't know how anyone got off and down that thing. Awful.
Hey?
I don't know how anyone got off and down that. Do you want me to? Do you want to go up there? Yeah.
You with me?
I'll be here. Hush.